Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We played Lance Berkman last week. It was a great call. Remember, he only hit one home run as a
right.
Yankee.
Sir Lancelot, Saint Louis, Louis, whatever he said, you know, Saint Louis.
So we heard the one home run he hit in the regular season. He actually hit a home run in the divisional series. So here is the other Lance Berkman home run as a New York Yankee.
The pitch, Berkman hits a high drive to left center. Back is Span on the track at the wall, and it is gone. Lance Berkman homers the opposite way into the left center field bullpen. Sir Lancelot rides to the rescue. St. Louis! St. Louis! Berkman homers. The Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Isn't that the one we heard already?
He did the same version. It's a different call, but he did the same thing.
That's,
you know,
exactly
what I'm saying?
Are you sure that's not the same call? Same call we heard last week.
I'm telling you, it's different. Because right. This one was to put them up 2-1. I think the other one put them up like 5-1 or something
okay.
like that.
All right. So he did do the same call then.
He did the exact same call, and he also wasn't that excited considering it was a playoff game, to
right.
say the least.
Yes, he was not.
So now we've heard both Lance Berkman, New York Yankee home run calls. There's a list of about 120 different players John did specialized home run calls for. We've done, I think we were up to about 23 or 24.
Something like that, right.
We let Rascona pick the five as a baseball historian and a Met fan. So let's guess number one. Let's hear it.
What category do you want to start?
Don't even tell us the category.
Let's just give us a hint on the guy.
All right, yeah. Let's go. All right, we'll go with the former Met, hit four home runs in 49 games in one season in 2004 with the Yanks.
2004, four home runs in 49. Was he a good Met, this guy?
Good yes. Met, batted .315 in 3 years with the team, wore number 5 as a
John
Met.
John Olerud.
Oh, yeah, Olerud.
Bang,
right.
Got him.
Let's hear it. John
Here
Olerud.
Is the 1-1. Swung on, there it goes to deep right. It is high, net is far, it is gone. John Olerud hit the ball 3/4 of the way up in the right center field bleachers. Ole to Ole, Johnny O homers, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
What was that? Ole, ole?
Ole to Ole?
Ole to Ole? Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah,
let me hear that
time.
One more time.
All right.
Here is the 1-1. Swung on, there it goes to deep right. It is high, net is far, it is gone. John Olerud hit the ball 3/4 of the way up in the right center field bleachers. Ole to Ole, Johnny O homers, and the Yankees take a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, okay. Ole to Ole.
I don't know what that means.
I don't love it, I got to say.
I don't love it at all, but I love the he is pumped, John.
He's pumped up, yeah.
Oh, my God.
When Berkman hit the home run, he was half asleep. I mean,
that was a playoff game.
I mean, God.
Well, remember this, though, Joe. In his defense, the Yankees were playing the Twins. And
yeah,
so,
it was like a given.
Yeah, so, yeah, whatever.
It's a gimme.
All right, player number
All right,
two.
This one's a slam dunk. Should be. 100-plus home run category. Hit 275 home runs in 17 years.
Oh, boy.
Was a part of the 90s championship teams as well as the 09 championship team.
Oh, you're going right to the jugular. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, you picked – Is it Jeter?
No, sir.
No, because Jeter played 20 years.
Yeah, how many home runs? He had 275 in his career as a Yankee.
As a Yankee. He was only a Yankee.
Only a Yankee. So
this
we've
guy was
gotten...
only – yeah, it was plotted in 90 teams as well, you're telling me?
90 teams plus the 09 team. I have one slam dunk hint that will you guys will get it right
oh,
away.
Oh, wait
but
a
I'm
second.
Holding on, I'm holding off
wait,
on
wait,
that.
Wait, wait a second. Wait a second. What you just did is you – and I'm disappointed – you picked the guy that Ernie needed to pick. Because we needed Ernie.
Oh, it's Jorge.
I did it for Ernie.
Because Ernie hates him.
So you did it. So you did it so Ernie did not have to pick Posada.
My last hint was, yeah, exactly. My last hint was going to be Ernie's favorite player.
Well, I mean, that would have given it away.
Right, slam dunk. So
all right, Georgie Juicing one. Let's go.
Here you go.
It'll be a 3-2 to Posada. There he goes. Pitch. Swung on. There it goes. Deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Georgie Posada has done it again. 3 2-run home runs in the last two games. Oh, Georgie juice one in the deep right center field seats. And the two-run blast gives the Yankees a 4-0 lead.
You know Ernie wasn't picking him, so somebody had to.
Well, that was brilliantly done, Scone, by you.
You're a team player, Scone. No doubt about it.
You give me a job, I think, good and hard before I got to do
it. That was great. That's one of the originals. You know, when I think of the original Sterling home run calls, Georgie Juice one is one of the old school ones.
Yes.
All right. On to the current Yankee category. You ready?
Oh, okay.
All right. Hit 16 home runs in 3 seasons with the club, and most people are probably still surprised he's a Yankee.
16 home runs.
And I have one more slam dunk hint, but I'll wait.
He's been here for 3 years and he's only had 16 home runs and people are surprised he's still a Yankee.
I would
think
he's
bad or because there's trade rumors?
Both. I'll say both.
Bad? Huh.
I don't want to give you why he's bad because that'll give it away.
All right. I mean, there aren't many current Yankees, so I'm going to go with my redheaded brethren.
Clint Frazier?
Clint, that would be my guess.
Nailed him.
Nice.
I was going to say.
Clint's not bad. Where would you come up
terrible
with that?
He's terrible in the outfield. I was going to say he's bad. I was going to say he's bad in one aspect, but then you would get it anyway.
Let me say this about Clint Frazier. But Clint Frazier can't get a freaking break. Okay? This guy was going to play on opening day. Judge is hurt.
Right, Stanton's hurt.
He was going to get an opportunity to play just like he was a few years ago, but then he got hurt. Now, Joe, when the Yankee season restarts, assuming Aaron Judge is ready, I mean, Clint Frazier's barely going to play. He's barely going to get an opportunity. What a shame for this guy, but let's hear it.
The pitch. Swung on and lined to left field. Perez back. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a one-out bottom of the ninth walk-off three-run home run. Downtown goes Frazier. He hits a 3-run home run. Oh, that Frazier will amaze you. A 3-run walk-off home run for a team that desperately needed a win.
That's great.
It's pretty good.
But
and
I love
of course, the takeoff of the Howard Cosell, the first George Foreman, Joe Frazier fight when down goes Frazier.
Yeah, it even does a little imitation of it,
he
too.
He does. Well, you have to. You have to do a little Howard Cosell on it.
The Frazier will amaze you, not even necessary.
No,
Downtown goes Frazier
is enough.
Hey, great. By the way, and I've said this before, John Schweibecker's done a great job of finding these things. How about that? A walk-off. Of all the home runs you could pick, gave us a good one. A walk-off by Clint Frazier.
Yep.
Now, hopefully he's a Yankee for many more years. He's a good dude. He deserves a shot. Who else we got?
All right, Stone? The 50-plus home run category, which actually raised an eyebrow that he was on this list. I didn't expect him to be there, but hit 69 home runs in 3 years from 2014 to 2016. He was
What surprises you? You didn't think he hit that many home runs?
Right, I didn't think he hit that many, yeah. Met nemesis, I would say, from like 05 to like maybe 2012 or 2013.
A Met nemesis.
There's a lot of those guys.
Right, on another team. At least I thought he was a nemesis. He was a thorn in my side, being a Met fan.
It's not Sheffield, right?
No.
No.
69 home runs as a Yankee. He was a Met nemesis. I guess he was a pretty decent Yankee, obviously.
He was a decent Yankee. He was better with the other team as a, when he was with a Met nemesis.
Oh, and, wait a second. Was there? Was he? Did he happen to play for that team down south? That team from Georgia?
Yes, the team that I hate the most.
Oh, this is good because not only can't I, you know, obviously didn't like him as a Met fan, but this, if memory serves correct, is actually one of my favorite Sterling calls. And I think you're talking about the guy who no one mentions. Remember, Beltran did everything wrong with the Houston Astros, but this veteran didn't say a word. This veteran had nothing to say at all, wouldn't tell the guys to stop. He's gotten away scot-free. And I assume we're talking about Brian McCann.
Nailed it.
McCann.
Yeah. Let's hear Brian McCann.
The 1-2 is lined to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run for Brian McCann. He hit a line drive bullet over the leap of Orlando into the lower deck and right. Oh, McCann can. Yes, McCann can. He hits a 3-run home run. The Yankees are murdering Guthrie. Five men have come up. Five men have scored. A 2-run Headley homer, a 3-run McCann homer, and the Yankees have a big, fat 5-0 lead.
McCann, huh?
Everything about that call is amazing by John. They're murdering Guthrie.
Yeah.
He's doing the McCann call.
Right.
Yeah, that, you know, when they signed Brian McCann, I remember two reactions to it. Number one, I mean, I was happy he was out of the National League East, but you could tell that was a signing that was never going to be as effective as what he was. You're talking about a 30-year-old catcher.
Yep.
You just, like, and he wasn't a bad Yankee by any stretch. He just wasn't the same guy he was in his mid-20s. It's the one fear you have about catchers as they get older. How much are they going to have left?
And it 69 home runs in 3 years as a Yankee, though. That's not too bad. I mean, yeah. hitting into the porch there. So
yeah, he wasn't bad. That's why I'm saying he wasn't a bust or anything. He just wasn't as good as what he was in Atlanta.
Right.
Now, he was an all-star every year with the Braves. He was a tremendous player.
Yeah, he killed the Mets. Everybody in Atlanta. What Brave didn't kill the Mets?
That's a great question.
Who was that?
Everyone did. Eduardo Perez did. Lopez did. Chipper Jones did.
Right.
Everybody did. And, of course, McCann ends up in Houston, and, you know, he does nothing wrong over there. Everybody else is guilty.
Only Beltran got hosed.
Yeah. The fifth and final guy is whom?
All right, so I set this up because I couldn't believe that this guy is on this former star list, which, because I can't even classify him as, I mean, he was okay, I mean, at best. Hit 2 home runs in 36 games as a Yankee in 2010.
Well, first of all, I already know who it is.
Because, I know, because you made the list. I know.
Well, I made the list, but also this guy, this was a mistake. This guy's not a former star.
No, huge mistake. McCann had better numbers.
No, I understand that. I don't even know why
I
put
him on the star list. When he, who did he play for before that?
If you can consider him a star, he was with the Reds. He was with the Reds.
Scones, I admit that he's not a star.
Okay.
So, Joe, don't guess as if he's a star. He's not. He played for the Reds. He was one of those, you know, I think it was the same year they got Berkman, if I'm not mistaken.
The best thing I got for you, he ranked 3rd in the Rookie of the Year voting in 2002. There you go.
All right. The guy's Austin Kearns. And no, he was
Austin
never a star.
Austin Kearns. Oh, yeah, right.
He did have some good years with Cincinnati.
Yeah, he did. He was okay, yeah.
Austin, does anyone remember that Austin Kearns was a New York Yankee for about 5.5 minutes?
Well, we know it now.
Well, yes. If you forgot, we now know. Austin Kearns.
Now the 2-1. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Austin Kearns drills one in the left field seats. Austin powers a home run, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
There
Austin
you go.
Powers.
Austin Powers. Austin Powers. Very good, Scones. You did a hell of a job.
Brilliant,
thank you, sir.
John Olerud, Jorge Posada, Clint Frazier, Brian McCann, and Austin Kearns. Some of the John Sterling magic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.